Okay, let's see. Dee calling us from Bothell. Hi, Dee. What's on your mind, ma'am?
I listened to the program, so I've heard you talk about nattokinase, and I have some varicose veins, and I'm in my 70s, but I'm pretty active, and circulation problems in the lower legs, and concerned about blood clots, neuropathy, and I've heard you talk about nattokinase, and
Sure.
I didn't know if alpha-lipoic acid was helpful too. I've read that about neuropathy.
Yeah, for many neuropathies it is, and very fortunately it's harmless, so that's something you can try and see if and observe whether it helps you. Sure, certainly, ma'am. But that's for
For
the neuropathy part.
how much would you take with the ALA?
Up to 1,000 milligrams total. I'd probably start lower because every once in a while we're allergic to anything in the world. I'd probably start wor with lower and work up to that. But even so, up to 1,000 milligrams a day, ma'am, for neuropathy.
And what about the nattokinase? How much
Well,
can you take it?
I can't recommend that, ma'am. It's very good stuff if we're having a clot right now or if we're having something acute happen. I don't want to criticize it because it does the one job that nattokinase has when we put it into our bodies, it goes and eats clots, and there's nothing like it for that. But here's the trouble. It only has a half-life of 4 to 6 hours, and so if you're going to protect yourself against clots with nattokinase and you don't happen to have a clot right now, you're going to have to get up in the middle of the night a couple of times to take the nattokinase. Now, there is another alternative, and it's one you can monitor. Your doctor can help you monitor at a lab to see if it's too much, too little, or enough for you. And that happens to be, ma'am, fish oil, of all things. No kidding. Fish oil, if one takes enough fish oil, it makes the platelets so doggone slippery, I am not kidding you, ma'am, that if you get a cut, you won't stop bleeding without a tourniquet. And that takes a lot of fish oil, 3 or 4 tablespoons a day, but it really, really does to keep the platelets from sticking together and making clots. Now, this can be monitored and directed precisely to you because up at the University of Washington, they have a gadget called a platelet aggregometer or a platelet aggregation measuring machine, whatever you want to call it. And your doc can send you to the University of Washington. And what they do is check and see how slippery your platelets are. And there's a maximum safe slippery and there's a minimum safe slippery. And what you want to be is at the maximum safe slippery. In other words, don't want to be too slippery, so you'll just bleed all over the place. And that varies from person to person as to how much fish oil it requires. Your natural medicine doctor will know that. Will know that from looking at your test, I should say. Secondly, ma'am, if you do work with your natural medicine doctor on this and you want to get started with a little bit, now what's a little bit? Oh, a couple teaspoons. You want to look for the fish oil that is higher in the DHA fraction than the EPA. Now, all fish oil has D and E in it, but the one that keeps women's platelets slippery, according to researchers, I'm not making this up, is the DHA fraction, and the one that keeps men's platelets slippery is the E fraction, and they don't work across gender lines here. Oh my goodness, wait, they can't change genders? Ah, another thing Seattle City Council wouldn't like, but that's another thing. Anyway. So you get the higher DHA fraction and take a couple teaspoons and go get your platelet slipperiness measured and consult with your doctor skilled in natural medicine and you'll find that this dose here keeps your platelets maximum slippery but safe. You want it safe maximum. And your likelihood of getting a clot when you do that, ma'am, is very, very small when you do that and get it monitored at the lab at the UW.
Oh, okay. So with the nattokinase, if you did use that, it won't hurt you.
No, it definitely will not
You
hurt, ma'am.
just have to take it. I think you
Very.
said before, like 4 times a day or something.
Oh, at least, and for example, if you're concerned about, I got this airplane flight coming up, and I've heard that people get clots on airplane flights, you just take one before you get one and get on the airplane, and every 4 hours if you're going long distance, and you will protect yourself and you won't hurt anything. That's true.
Oh, every 4 hours and about 1,000 milligrams or no, 100 milligrams is
Yes, ma'am.
what
Each time, yes, each
you
time.
use every 4 hours. Okay, but you said you have to stay on that, and the you said something before about DMSO, but that was about pulling something else out that wasn't.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't this topic, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. All right. Elevation is probably good, too. Other now, things for inflammation, turmeric.
Turmeric would be helpful, ma'am, but fish oil is an anti-inflammatory like nobody's business. I see C-reactive protein, the marker of inflammation, go down to absolutely where it belongs from a very high number with enough fish oil, so you can get it accomplished with that, too. Now, before we wind up, before we finish here, ma'am, because our folks waiting, there's one other thing you mentioned, and that's varicose veins and vein problems. And I think you said you're well past menopause. I think you did. And after that, the ovaries quit making one of the key thing for veins. It's called testosterone. Women's bodies do make testosterone, too, although in a very small amount. That's true, but that's nature. And blood vessels are nothing but muscle circles, ma'am. And so if a lady happens to be well past menopause and she's getting vein problems, good grief, go get your testosterone checked. Because women, I mean, testosterone belongs in ladies, too, not just guys. It belongs in ladies in much smaller amounts, and it keeps those vein muscles stronger, ma'am. And so that's one thing. And then the second thing is hawthorn. Hawthorn, there's one made by a company called Wise Woman, for whom I do not work or get paid nothing, but it's a hawthorn gel, and ask your health food store for it. And hawthorn was found at least 3 centuries ago, no kidding, to be strengthening for the blood vessels in the heart, ma'am. So between testosterone and hawthorn, most women can get their varicosities under control, not get any more, and even get some shrinkage of what they got.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thanks for calling. And see, we jointly get the word out to anybody who's got this problem. Thank you so much.